is nowhere. Crow!
All right, man. Welcome to Crow 777 Radio. This is hour one of episode 586. Jason Lingerer is with me, Dr. Young, and we want to welcome Terry back, who you first met in episode 582, as we covered the product called Masterpiece. The reason we're covering this is because I only know of two ways to get bad stuff out of your body, which is like 90% or more of the health game in these toxic times. The first is the Gerson method. That takes all kinds of juicing, your ability to get organic things, which is nearly impossible anymore, and it requires coffee enemas. What we're going to talk about here is five drops twice a day under your tongue. Now, the reason we're coming back on this is because we wanted to vet deeper, look at the, I don't know if I should call them clinical studies, but the studies that have been done, and it says things that like over 30 to 90 days, these many chemicals from the permanent, I don't even know what they're called, Jason, PFSO, whatever it is, I don't remember, the permanent all the time chemicals, the aluminums, the heavy metals, reducing those by 70 to 80 some percent in that short period of time with just drops under your tongue. Now, before I hand it over and get in, last time, many people wanted to try the Masterpiece product, which is why we're doing this. Because if the promise is delivered of what it is supposed to do, it is a big, big deal. And by the way, I've been taking it for a number of weeks. And the first thing I noticed was my brain fog that I sometimes have in the evening and the morning seemed to vanish. I slept better. And my wife, who I'll be testing probably in another month, was chocked with all the heavy metals. We're going to test her to see what the effects may have been. But to get back to the point, if you want to get a hold of it, you have to go to the sponsors page. And on the top row, the third one from the left is a Masterpiece image with a peace sign that is actually the right side up, seeing how that represents life. The hippies were taught to do it upside down. But anyhow, you need to click on that to get access to the product. That is the only way. The site that you're going to was not set up for just general anyone drop in and buy the product. So, Jason, can you think of anything I've dropped before we jump in here?
So what we're going to be doing today is Terry's coming back to help fill in some blanks. And Dr. Young, who didn't formulate the product but was involved later on with some tweaking and really understands the science behind it, is going to be contributing a lot to helping us understand how this product works.
Right. I have every reason to believe that what's being claimed here is accurate. I've done the best I can to vet it, and it is safe from what we have read and from what we have looked into. And I don't know if, you know, 6 months from now, people start coming who have done the tests or other things, we'll start to realize. But, you know, is it possible that this could be applied to inoculation damage, autism, what my mother died of, dementia, and things like that? That's why this is a big deal. That's why we're covering it. And from what we've read, we have every reason to get behind this at this point. And with all that, I'd like to welcome Terry back. And again, you first met her on episode 582.
Thank you for having us back, Crow. I really appreciate being invited back. And I'm really looking forward to getting into more of the technical side of Masterpiece and the formulation with Dr. Young today. He helped us with the final formulation of Masterpiece, and he understands thoroughly the actual mechanism of action and every little tidbit of Masterpiece that needs to be explained so that people do understand.
And welcome, Dr. Young.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be welcome on your platform. Thank you very much.
Well, it's great to have you on and to be able to do such a thorough follow-up so that people can realize this is very vetted, what we're talking about, and should be held apart from the things that are taking a licking online.
All right, doctor. So why don't you introduce yourself and let everybody know who you are and why we have you on?
Well, thank you very much. It's indeed always a pleasure when I can share my research, my scientific findings, and really focus on education rather than vaccination. Many, many years ago, and I'm going to say approximately 3.5 to 4 decades ago, I got a visit from a scientist from Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. The gentleman's name, the doctor's name was Neil Solomon. I don't know if that rings a bell with anyone, but he's an MD and a PhD, and was former head of research at Johns Hopkins. And he came out to visit me And he was only going to stay a few hours there in my lab, a CLIA-licensed lab where I was doing my research. And he ended up staying 3 days. And it was quite a blessing, to say the least. But after those 3 days, this is what he concluded. And he wrote me a letter. And he said, and I quote, "Dr. Robert Oldham Young may be on the threshold of a new biology whose principles, if proven, could revolutionize the biology and medicine worlds as we know them today." And so over the past 4.5 decades, I've been widely recognized as one of the top research and clinical scientists in the world. So it's not just doing research in the lab, it's actually working with people, patients, clients. And I've done this throughout my entire career, where I've literally focused based on my background with a doctorate in colloidal chemistry and also a PhD in nutrition, not only focusing on the cellular level, but also the molecular level. That's important to understand because we can look at blood cells, but to be able to look at their components, their apparatuses, how they work at not only just the micron level, but the millimicron, which is nanotechnology. And the only way that you can do that is if you're trained with proper equipment, proper tools. And so my training took place in Germany at the Enderlin Institute. And I don't know if any of you are familiar with Gunther, Professor Gunther Enderlin, but he was my protege's, my professor's teacher. Her name was Dr. Marie Blecker, and this was in Essen, Germany. And of course, I was a young man at that time, wondering what I wanted to be when I grew up, so to speak. But I knew certain things. I love sport. I love competition. I love creativity. I love art. And I love science. And so that's what my focus was to move more into molecular biology, cellular nutrition, biochemistry, and microbiology. And I'm so grateful for Dr. Marie Blecker, because she was the one that trained me in dark field microscopy, in bright field microscopy, in phase contrast microscopy, in scanning electron microscopy. These are the tools that have really made a difference, because in 1994, I made a breakthrough that changed my life forever. And what I saw was a bacteria known as Anthraxis bacillus literally transform itself into a blood cell and then out of it. I saw the membranes literally morph into different constructs. And this was, you know, I had to watch it over and over again. And I showed it to many of my peers, the University of Vienna, scientists there in hematology. And his comment was this: "In the 20 years that I've been teaching pathology and hematology, I've never witnessed under the microscope the biological transformation known as pleomorphism, where cells literally can morph into bacteria, into yeast, into mold." And so this really brought me to what is known as the terrain theory, not the germ theory, but the terrain theory. And a statement that I've made over and over again, and I would like to credit someone who also said this, that I later learned about in 1996, after what I thought was so unique. I had no idea that a professor, a medical doctor, a researcher, Dr. Antoine Béchamp, had literally documented the biological transformation of matter into germs. And I would like to credit him when he said this, and I'm paraphrasing this: "The germ is nothing, terrain is everything." Of course, it's also been credited to Claude Bernard. But he basically was stating that germs are born in us. This is a quote: "The germs are born in us and from us." And what I want your listeners to understand is this: germs do not cause disease, period. Germs are the symptoms of cellular breakdown due to poisoning, either chemical and now radiation poisoning. So it's really going to take maybe some time to really rethink this and think about it. But when your conventional medical doctor is diagnosing you with a disease, what he's really telling you is that you have a symptom, not a disease, that is caused by chemical and radiation poisoning. You are not sick. You have been poisoned, either by the water you're drinking, the food you're eating, the air you're breathing. Even your thoughts can become biology if you're overthinking, your belief systems. So in the 90s, I wrote a book early in the 90s. It was called One Sickness, One Disease, and One Treatment. And I've really not deviated from that particular foundational theory that the human body in perfect health is alkaline by design, although acidic by function. And this was the basis, the hypothesis of my work, to be able to prove that out over and over and over and over again. Now, of course, I thought that people would embrace this. They would be excited about this because it led me to the cure for cancer, to the cure for diabetes, not because I was treating disease, but I was explaining that if you will neutralize or chelate the poisons, the chemicals, or the effects of cellular breakdown due to radio or microwave or gamma radiation, that you can become well again. The cancer is not a disease. It's a symptom of chemical and radiation poisoning. The diabetes is not a disease. It's a symptom of chemical and radiation poisoning. You see, the whole germ theory, the whole virology, and I've written on this, I've published on this, and I'm happy to provide these papers to you at a zero cost, which I called A Second Thought Concerning Viruses, Vaccines, and the HIV-AIDS Hypothesis. I wrote this in the 90s. I published it around 2015, finally got peer reviewed. But you started out talking about pollutions. We have gone now 40 years into the future from when I started, and we have just published, it's in peer reviewed right now, a solution to all these pollutions. And I think that's very important for people to understand. You can read my biography if you so want to. You can read my CV. I've written over 100 books. I've published thousands of papers. You can go to ResearchGate. You can go to Google Scholar. You can find my work there. It is being cited. It's being read by my peers. I am respected by my peers.
Doctor, let me jump in here real quick to make it very clear to everyone who's listening. We covered the product called Masterpiece in episode 582. That is what the doctor is referring to as the solution. Go ahead, doctor.
Yeah, so in the 90s, in fact, it was finally published. I wrote a book called Sick and Tired, Reclaim Your Inner Terrain. Very popular book still. And then Time Warner came to me and wanted to write a book, and I wrote a series of books. They're called the pH Miracle Book, the pH Miracle 1, the pH Miracle 2, which is the revised and updated, the pH Miracle for diabetes, the pH Miracle for weight loss, the pH Miracle for cancer. These books have been translated in over 29 different languages and have sold over 10 million books in over 159 countries. Now, I say that to give you an idea that I've been doing this now for over four decades. And what have I been doing? I've been developing a new biology, a new science, a new understanding. And this new biology is a new way of living. It's a new way of thinking. It's a new way of doing. And it's based on that sickness and disease, as described by the medical model, is not accurate. All it's expressing is a symptom due to, once again, what I cover in these books, the one sickness, the one disease, which is the overacidification of the blood, and then the body ocean, which is called the interstitial fluid, which surrounds over 70 trillion cells that make up all your organs and glands. When that body of ocean becomes polluted, you end up with symptoms. And there's seven stages of those symptoms: enervation, sensitivities, irritation, inflammation, induration, ulceration, and finally degeneration. And the medical establishment, in conjunction with Big Pharma, has established a model for profit, not for curing anything, not for teaching and educating and empowering their students at the medical schools on the true nature of matter, how matter organizes and how it disorganizes based upon the environment. So when you're reading my book, let's say The pH Miracle Revised and Updated, you'll hear or learn about a very simple metaphor. I call it the fishbowl metaphor. The fishbowl metaphor begs a question, and this is it. And I'm asking all of you who are listening to answer this to yourself. If a fish is sick in the water it's swimming, would you treat the fish or would you change the water? That's a question. Ask your children this question if you don't know the answer. Would you agree that the fish in our lakes, in our oceans, are only as healthy as the water they swim in? How is that any different than red blood cells that are swimming in chemically polluted fluids, or our body cells being exposed to pollutions of nano and microplastics, forever chemicals, heavy metals? There is no way to survive the onslaught of this. It is continuous on a day-to-day basis. That's why I literally set aside some of the projects I was working on when I was introduced to Human Consciousness Support Company and their product masterpiece that was a colloidal nanotechnology that was based on a billionth of a meter, not a millionth of a meter, that could pass through any membrane, cell membrane, blood barrier membrane, reproductive membrane. That was important to me. But I needed to understand the construct. And that's where my expertise came in, because I know the two foundational principles of health. If you maintain the alkaline design of your body fluids, and it's already been published, it was published in the early 1900s by Dr. Alexis Carrel, who discovered how to live forever. He was able to keep a chicken heart alive indefinitely by managing the environment, not treating a disease, even when the heart was outside of the chicken's body. He received the Nobel Prize for that. And from that, we have modern day transplantations because of his work. I discovered his work and realized that life and death are choices. And those life and death choices are determined by what we eat, what we drink, what we breathe, what we think, what we feel, and what we believe. We are in complete control of the quality and quantity of our life. If we break out of this illusion that disease actually is a real thing. So there you have it. That's a short little bit of my background, what I've been up to. I'm very excited for humanity today, because there is hope. There is a way to manage and maintain the alkaline design of your body fluids to protect you from the pollutants, whether nefarious or not, we're being exposed to.
All right, I'm going to jump in here and try to make it perfectly clear. In episode 582, we covered the product called Masterpiece. Some of the things you heard there were, I don't know, like clinical studies where people had taken it for, I forget, it was 30 or 40 days, and the metals and things in their body had been reduced by something like 80%. You can go back and listen to that. That is what we are talking about. The product called Masterpiece. and let's lay it on the table. If the doctor is correct, the entirety of Western medicine is based in error, whether intentionally or otherwise. And I think it becomes intentional when you realize it is a for-profit model. It has no intention of curing anybody of anything. To get back to the point, if you want to try Masterpiece, you have to go to the sponsorship page on crow777radio.com and click that image. If you try to go straight to the source, you won't get in. The only way that you can get the product and check it is to click on the image on the sponsors page. But anyhow, doctor, over the past, 10, 15 years, we have noticed censorship ramp up at extreme levels for anybody talking about health, supplements, these kinds of things. I'm guessing with what you're doing, you must have experienced censorship. Have you?
Oh, extremely. I would probably fall in the category as a targeted individual. I'm highly censored, and you can find that out by doing researches either on ResearchGate or Google on their Scholar, where you're looking for scientific publications, or you're looking at my books or my own CV or biography, depending on how someone else who has never met me or knows me or even has even invested maybe some time in understanding. It's okay to have a different opinion. It's not okay to censor and to create stories in order to be disparaging about this. But I have millions of followers, and I've been doing this for a long, long time. And yes, this work should be to billions, not millions. Everyone should know that there is an option. And I experienced this firsthand when I was working with Andy Gill at the University of Southern California. To what? We finally published on this. To literally, through conventional medical diagnostics, identify the cancerous condition, and through an alternative complementary natural approach, reverse it without using chemotherapy, without using radiation, without using immune approach, hormone approach, without using surgery, you see, or radiation, and take a natural approach geared not at the cell, but at the environment that surrounds that cell. That's the key. When I ask that question, what would you do if the fish is sick? Change that. If your body cells are sick that make up your organs and glands, are you going to radiate them? Are you going to poison them more? Are you going to accept the fact that the cells that make up your organs and glands and tissues are only as healthy as the water they're bathed in? And that water for body cells is at a pH of 8.3 at a redox at negative 80 millivolts. That is completely reversed. And a Nobel Prize winner, Warburg, who said a cancer cell is a cell that's reversed its polarity. Its surface charge or its zeta potential or its redox potential is a negative charge. That is lost when you're poisoned. And what happens in plasma? And I wrote my dissertation on this. It's called pathological blood coagulation. And the question was with this: why does blood coagulate in your blood vessels? Why does it happen? That was my whole dissertation. And now, what was happening during COVID? Blood was coagulating. People were going into oxygen deprivation. I published a paper on this. How many people saw it? This was caused by chemical poisoning. Then I did research, which was published in a peer-reviewed journal and at ACT Scientific Medical Science. It's been seen by and read by millions of people. Scanning an electron transmission microscopy in the identification of the non-disclosed ingredients in the COVID vaccines. The research was done in early 2021. It was published in July of 2022. It took me a year to publish this. It got rave reviews from the public, but it was attacked.
By who?
By Big Pharma.
What about your fellows in the medical industry? How did they receive you?
The same thing, the same way, other than a few that are out there, that were out there, that were talking about this. I mean, Andrew Kaufman, medical doctor, Cowan's another one. They flipped. They left the field of medicine and embraced the terrain theory. But that's what we were doing. We were trying to find cures, not through treating disease, with poisons, but literally restoring the alkaline design of the interstitial body fluids at a negative 80 to 120 millivolts at a pH of 8.3 to 8.4. That's exactly the pH and the oxidative reduction potential, the zeta potential of Masterpiece. Why? Because I knew it had to be that way. You cannot introduce a pH or a field of energy, whether it's coming from food or nutraceuticals or pharmaceuticals, without understanding that whatever you're eating, drinking, breathing is going to go into the body ocean, and it's going to affect the quality and the health and the life of the cell. That's why Masterpiece has a pH of 8.3 to 8.4 at negative 80 to 120 millivolts. That's how you get it into the body at a nano size with a zeta potential or a surface charge, which is negative, to attract what? What was our objective in the research that is now being peer reviewed? 10 different substances: polyethylene, polypropylene, perfluorooctane sulfonate acids, PFOS. You're going to hear this over and over again. PFOA, PFSA. These are forever chemicals. This is synthetic. These are showing up in the bodies. Those are just five substances, as well as graphene oxide. So those were the first five. And in the study, we chart this out. And we looked at these subjects. And we had our baseline, 35-day mark. We included five additional poisons: aluminum, glyphosate, iron, a poison called lindane, which is a hormone disruptor, an endocrine disruptor, and a poison that could only be in the body if vinylidene dichloride, which was used in nuclear plants to literally clean the nuclear rods for producing nuclear energy, vinylidene dichloride, when burned, becomes phosgene. Now, this is what really drove me to really put that on the list of poisons that is now being found in everyone on this planet. Phosgene was the cloud over East Palestine when those 20 cars went off the track, and then they decided, they, bad actors, whatever three-letter initials, they decided, our government decided to burn it. This is a restricted chemical that was used in World War I. It killed many people, over 80,000 soldiers, opposing soldiers in World War I, and it was internationally banned to be distributed from one place or the other or used. It was a banned, it's a bioweapon. This is showing up in the body fluids of human beings, not only on this continent, but when we did this study, we also had people in the UK and also Europe. The beauty of this, when we looked at this, we chose a third party to evaluate these compounds. Even though I have the technology and the knowledge to test for them, I can't do this. It has to be done by a third party to validate the efficacy of what we're talking about this. But that was the whole intention, is not just sell a nutraceutical or a product that we say works. We wanted to know, is this product safe and effective? Because I'm putting my name behind this. I need to know this. I need to know that it's working. I need to know that it's not hurting people. And this I know to be the truth. This product is safe and effective. And I chart this out in a summary. Here I give the data points, We'll be providing this research. It's going to be published. And so I'm reading from an article that I just wrote last night. The title of that article, for those who want to know, because what they're using, and I say they, I'm talking about the medical field, they're using compounds which are highly toxic and highly poisoning, ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid, or EDTA, which is synthetic, which is a synthetic poison and acid. Why would you do that? Why would you take a synthetic poison to get rid of synthetic poison? Does that make any sense? And that's what it destroys the DNA. It destroys the cell membrane. They take something that's in a micro range and break it down to the nano range, and then they go with those who are creating fraud on patients and other people using dark field microscopy and say, hey, here, there's the graphene, which has not been identified by direct energy X-ray spectroscopy. How would you even know that? You don't, just by looking at a picture. It's totally subjective. It's not quantitative. But you use directed energy X-ray spectroscopy to determine the electron signature of what you're looking at. You can look at it after that and say, yes, that's what that is. That's graphene oxide, or that's aluminum oxide. How did you know? How did I know that there was Trypanosoma cruzi parasites in the Pfizer inoculation that was being given from COVID? Because we looked at it. Our team looked at it. We discovered the eggs from Trypanosoma cruzi. And then when we came in and looked at the blood, we found parasites that are not, this is not their natural habitat. They're not found in North America. They're found in Africa. But what about malaria parasites? Yes. So this has been a huge problem. So, and I published on this, as I said, in July, the non-disclosed ingredients, all of them had graphene oxide, all of them. All of them were encapsulated in polyethylene glycol hydrogel as the delivery system, and everything was directed like a bioweapon to specific areas of the body. That was the genetically modified nucleic acids, or the mRNA. And there's hardly any of that, because all you need to do is coat or tag the nucleic acids from specific glands or organs of the body, and you are driving those poisons to specific areas of the body. How many people are going to tell you that? That what you took, whether you're breathing it, in it, aerosoling it, is coming into your body, so you're being inoculated through aerosoling or through an injection. These are bioweapons that are specific to specific organs and specific glands that have been targeted, i.e. the heart, i.e. the reproductive, i.e. the brain. All of those are the three targets. And now, what do we have? We have the Czech Republic under the first, under the FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. And we have the Italian study. Over 50% of the injuries and deaths were caused by the inoculation, the Moderna, over 50%. And with Pfizer, it was over 30%. We have that data. That article that was written in Italy was banned for a year. You talk about banning, okay? They've been trying to muzzle my voice for years. So when I was working with the University of Southern California to build an option for the people, that option is you can choose this, chemotherapy, radiation, or drugs, or surgery, or you can go next door in our new refurbished abandoned hospital right there on campus, the PH Miracle Center, where people can receive a natural approach that targets not any specific disease, but targets the environment to provide an environment that's conducive as the body's trying to heal itself. Over 380 cancer patients, 84 of those were terminal, less than a year to live, an 81% reversal, 81% reversal on terminal cancers with less than a year to live. On stage one, stage two, stage three, stage four, 96%. What was the response of the trustee of that university? We can't do this. We can't do this. We did an actuary on your program. your program for your treatment protocols per treatment are running around $800. We're currently getting $15,000. We can't afford to do this. That was the reason. It was never done. And that was with a substantial investment into this whole protocol to establish it.
What was the treatment?
The treatment is not a treatment in itself. It's not a specific treatment. It is a focus. And the treatment, if you want to call it that, is self-administered. Self-administered. It's education, not medication. And the protocol is you have to open up the channels of elimination, urination, perspiration, defecation, menstruation, perspiration. You have to improve circulation, okay? Improve elimination. That's one and two. Three, you have to understand how to build healthy blood because the primary stem cell is the erythroblast, is the erythrocyte. That's why they're non-nucleated. Red blood cells transform into muscle, bone. Every cell is made from blood. Every cell. And that blood is made, that erythroblast is made in the crypts of the small intestine. So you can't be taking probiotics. You can't be taking enzymes. You better chew your food better because the ideal pH environment of the small intestine, which is the root system of your body to build blood, is at 8.3 to 8.4 at negative 80 to 120 millivolts. It doesn't digest food. That's another medical lie. The stomach doesn't digest food. The intestines don't do. That's why people are probably the number one over-the-counter drug are antacids and things that will help relieve the congestion of the bowels. Because food has to be in a liquid state at a negative 80 millivolts at 8.3 to 8.4 pH in order to produce in the crypts of the small intestine the foundational stem cell, which nobody talks about, God only knows why, doesn't talk about the erythroblast that becomes the erythrocyte that becomes the new skin, the new hair, the new bone, the new muscle. You don't build muscle with protein. You build muscle with blood. And here is the chapter that covers that. In the pH Miracle Revised and Updated, it's called COWS, C-O-W-S. Chlorophyll, oil, water, and salt. Those are your four doctors. But there's three other doctors. The three other doctors is clay, oxygen, and sunshine. And we may even throw another doctor in there, Dr. Sexercise. I mean, love, passionate relationships, okay, that are real, that are committed, that are loyal to each other. The bottom line is we need to change the entire system. That's why Neil Solomon, when I started this, said that Dr. Young's new biology will change the medical and scientific world as we know them today. It literally pulls the rug out from the foundation that germs do not cause disease. Disease is nothing more than symptoms of making poor choices in what you eat, what you drink, what you breathe, what you think, what you feel, and what you believe. All of that is under your control. And that's what I've been publishing over the last 40 years. And that's what I've been teaching for the last 40 years. And I have not deviated. Anytime that I have an opportunity to speak, I speak. So yes, this is the same message I gave at the White House, that I gave at the International Conference on Oncology and Cancer in London in 2019, presenting my work, which is called the a nutritional approach to the prevention and reversal of, listen, folks, of any cancerous condition. And how does Masterpiece fit in this? It is the major player. You can't get well unless you realize you've been poisoned. And you are being poisoned right now with 4G, 3G, 4G, 4G plus 5G going up to 6Gs. The body can't withstand pulsating radiation in combination to chemical poisoning. It's impossible to survive. If someone's tired, fatigued, it's because you are literally being poisoned with this stuff. And what we found from our research and doing this study is when we clear out these poisons, we clean out the petrochemicals, the petroleum chemically based medical, the Rockefeller poisons that was introduced and became popular in 1910. It's called the Flexner Report. Rockefeller medicine. It did away with the natural approach. In other words, man knew better, not God. Man knew better. Believe in God, but don't believe God. Believe us. I mean, look at the disaster that's happened. The disaster. Millions and millions of people have lost their lives because they've been chemically poisoned. So it's in our food. It's in our water. It's in our air. Masterpiece is the solution to all these pollutions. And you know the beauty of this? When we did this study, we didn't tell people to change their lifestyle, to change what they're eating or drinking. We said, live your lifestyle, whatever you're doing now. Please don't change it. We just want to monitor what sort of impact one would have if they took 5 drops under the tongue of Masterpiece twice a day. Oh my heavens. Did I anticipate this result? Absolutely not. I was blown away. I mean, I couldn't contain myself. I started to cry because I was overjoyed. Finally, there's an antidote. We can fight against these Luciferians, this cabal, this committee of 300. These, whatever you want to call them, demons, bad people that have lost their way, our brothers and sisters. I'm pouring my heart out to you to listen. And if you believe in God and if you pray, ask God, he will tell you that out of the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses shall every word be established. We have witnesses all over the world. And yes, do they want to quiet my voice? Absolutely. I was told, because I asked them, why are you doing this to me and my family? Because we want to put you out of business. We want to stop your research. We want to take everything that you own. And we want you to spend the rest of your life incarcerated. I have been arrested 5 times. And as long as I have life in my body, I will speak truth, nothing but the truth. So help me, God. I love America. I love this country. I love humanity. I am grateful for this opportunity to be able to be part of something important that's making a difference in people's life. Human Consciousness Support Company, PH Miracle Products Company. Check them both out. They are companies with a righteous soul, with a righteous intent to help improve the quality and quantity of your lives.
All right, Doctor, I'm going to need to jump in here and we're going to wrap up hour one, but I want to make it perfectly clear. I mean, everybody who comes to this podcast knows what's up with the world. Someone somewhere seems to have decided that a huge number of people need to go. And if you don't realize that, you should probably tune in. We live in a toxic world. We live in a world where hospitals issued things that ended lives. The people who stood up to try to say something about it were knocked down, censored. And that's what we're talking about here. We're going to come back in hour two, and we're going to get into a few more things. But the Masterpiece product, which I've been taking for, I don't know, weeks now, you're only going to be able to get access to it on the website if you click the image that is on the sponsors page. Rose is here to help if there's any issue. It was wildly popular after we got done with the first episode, before we decided to get the doctor in here and show you that this has been thoroughly vetted. I'm not a doctor, but I do pay attention to health ideas. We cover them a lot here. As far as I know, I'm aware of two ways to get bad things out of your body that has been vetted and shown to work. One is the Gerson method. The other one is what we're talking about here with the Masterpiece product. And while the Gerson method is quite effective, it's a lot of work and it entails coffee enemas, which a lot of people just won't do or consider. We're going to take a short break here, but I will say one last time, if you are interested in trying the Masterpiece, you must go to the sponsorship page and click the image. Their site was not set up for direct access, so we had to do a thing to get it to work. Jason, do you want to add anything in before I wrap up hour one and we take a short break?
Well, I just want to point out that Dr. Young is very much along the same lines as other doctors that we've had on who we really respect, like Dr. Trebbing, Dr. Kaufman. He knows what's up. He knows what's going on. And they developed this product to attack the problem from a realistic point of view and not the make-believe point of view that the mainstream pushes.
Well, if anything that's been said here today is accurate, the mainstream is based entirely on error. And we might say by intention or otherwise, but we all lived through 2020. There's your intent on the table. Terry, do you have anything you want to add quickly before I wrap up hour one?
Nope. I think we covered everything pretty well. We are hopefully going to go into more about Masterpiece and how it's formulated from Robert's point of view under his specific microscopes that he does have. So looking forward to getting into that with the audience.
All right, Terry, take a look at the points because I allowed the doctor to speak because of what he was saying. So let's pick out what we missed that you think is critical for hour two. Anyhow, that's hour one of episode 586. The first hour is free to everybody at crow777radio.com. That is crow777radio.com. Members know to log in for the full episodes. And that is where the sponsorship page is for the image you need to click to get to Masterpiece. Members get access to all the forums. They can create forums and threads and get in on all the comments. As well, they can stream the two-hour film that now has 10 awards in the world called Shoot the Moon that covers all my early and prior telescope work. Also, members get exclusive access to the current solar telescope work that I am doing in and around what the sun actually is and that other body that we call the sun we don't see. With that, we're going to take a very short break and we're going to come back and get right back into this in hour two. And I'd like to wish everybody out there a happy, healthy, and higher-minded new era. There it is, man. Cheers.
belief is the enemy of knowing.